It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Members of the House are spending almost all this month campaigning for re-election. And you could think of today's session of Congress as an extension of that.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi called lawmakers off their summer break for a one-day meeting. The House will vote on aid to states, including money for teachers.
Pelosi's party is in a hard fight to hold on to its majority. If Democrats fail, she loses her job as Speaker.
And as they vote today, plenty of lawmakers are thinking about how the public will vote in November. Here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
What's important enough to pull a bunch of endangered politicians off the campaign trail? Teachers, says Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen.
Well, we have to get this done before kids go back to school, because there are people who are making hiring and firing decisions as we speak. And we want to make sure that when the kids get back to school, there's a teacher in the classroom.
Van Hollen is the guy in charge of getting Democrats reelected. The bill includes $26 billion to help states keep operating. The White House estimates it could save the jobs of some 300,000 teachers and other civil servants.
I don't get it.
David Dreyer is the top Republican on the Rules Committee and had to jet back from Los Angeles. He says it's amazing how sloppy the Democrats are.
It's unfortunate to me that they've ended up resorting to this kind of action now. You know, we thought we could go for 6 weeks without massive spending continuing, but just a week after we take this break, we end up coming back for this.
But it's not the House Democrats' fault, says Van Hollen. They passed the bill months ago. It's the Senate that didn't get around to it until last Thursday.
But the good news is they've acted in time to get this money into the classrooms to make sure that there are teachers there.
Okay, says Dreyer, but if this were really important to Democrats, they should have put it in a budget and gotten it done earlier. They didn't even bother to pass a budget, says Dreyer.
A budget establishes priorities. And the fact that we've ended up coming back here, to me, is an indication of the worst combination imaginable, and that is arrogance combined with ineptitude.
To which Van Hollen says, pshaw.
What's really concerning is that our Republican colleagues intend to vote against this, even though it's entirely paid for. Again, paid for by closing down these tax loopholes that encourage corporations to ship jobs overseas. I mean, this is a win-win.
And so on. As you can hear, the campaign atmosphere is coming back with the politicians. The August recess is a congressional tradition dating back to 1790. There have been times when it's been scuttled or interrupted, but only rarely in recent decades. In 2005, lawmakers returned from the summer break to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. But otherwise, summer is a time when workers can do some building maintenance, technicians tinker with the underground subways and all the escalators, and tourists stroll freely around the rotunda. So what do citizens think of this unplanned session? Is it worth bringing the House back to Washington for some unfinished business?
Sure, yeah, just like school. The principal says, come back to school, everybody comes back.
That's what they're hired to do.
If business needs to be done, they've got to come back. Too bad.
Whatever they're voting on must be that important that they have to come in into a special session. So I think it's great. I think that's what they should do.
That was Jim Henderson of Minneapolis, Fred and Marilyn Levine of Port Jefferson, New York, and Cindy Renault of Kenosha, Wisconsin. None of them is bothered by Congress's interrupted recess. But if Americans thought they could get through August without a heavy bout of partisan bickering from their lawmakers, they've got another thing coming. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.